This oral history is brought to you with the support of Guttman students and staff and funded by the American Council of Learned Societies and the Mellon Foundation. Enjoy.
So firstly, we are going to start off with questions based off of the COVID-19. So first question, how has the coronavirus changed your life?
I think I'm one of the fortunate ones. I don't think that COVID-19 has affected my or has impacted my life on a macro level. I think that aside from not having work for a little bit or having to do schooling online, I've adapted to this new lifestyle that we're in very well, and it's really helped me have a better insight on who I am and how resilient I am, and how at some extent, opportunistic, to where it has helped me grow my craft. I do nails, and having more time to practice doing that, and then having more time with my sisters and being able to bond with them more, and the time being by myself and having that time to reflect and really focus on me was really great, because now I can bring those practices or bring those skills into my home and implement them with the bond and activities that I have with my younger siblings.
Okay, next question. What was it like to be home so often?
So before COVID, I was, when COVID started, I was at a SUNY university. I was working three jobs at the time. I was a peer navigator. I was an NDA, which is a night desk assistant, and I was a resident assistant, in the res halls. So when COVID hit, a lot of the residents have moved out, but a lot of residents also stayed in the dorms, and it was mostly the students who came from New York City. So I kind of had a sense of community within them, because we were all going through the same thing. We couldn't leave upstate New York to come to New York City, because at the time New York City was the hotspot, was one of the, epicenters of COVID-19. And then, even if we were to leave upstate New York, the tickets were outrageously expensive. And as college students, again, we are already struggling financially. So I guess being up there, I wasn't necessarily alone. But when I was alone, I was distracting myself, watching YouTube, reading books, going on nature walks. Like my school was surrounded by natures where you could literally see a deer and foxes roaming the campus, and that was normal. So distracting myself by kind of maintaining the same routine that I did when COVID hit really helped, and it really helped me maintain my sanity and really helped me engage with others and kind of adapt in this distant lifestyle that we're in right now, socially distant lifestyle that we're in right now.
All right, next question. How did it impact you mentally and emotionally?
I think mentally, I am more insightful about how resilient I am. And I'm also understanding myself in ways where when the going gets tough, I really push and try to thrive for this healthy lifestyle, whether it is healthy communication, healthy eating, healthy living. Like, I'm really pushing for that prosperous lifestyle, and I brought that within my community upstate with the the students who were from New York City and couldn't go home. Myself and other RAs tried to create activities that were safe for us, socially distant, and also to where we can maintain a mental peace and sanity. Although I was a little anxious when it came to leaving campus, because again, I had to come in contact with people that I didn't know, and I had to really almost fear that somebody that they came in contact with had COVID, or even they had COVID themselves. And also, one point, my school campus was a testing center for COVID. So when that happened, I was also fearful and almost paranoid to the point of even leaving my room, because there was a testing center across the parking lot from where the res halls were. But my school did a very great job at prioritizing their students and prioritizing the safety of the staff and the faculty. And they gave us that reassurance that despite everything that was going on, their main priority was the school's safety, the staff's safety, and their students. So that was really great too.
And how did it impact you socially?
I'm so appreciative for living in a advanced technology age, because there are so many outlets that I can use to communicate with family members, with friends. For example, there's group FaceTiming, there's Zoom, there's Facebook, Messenger, where you can group FaceTime with I believe it's like 20 different people at the same time. So that's really great. Also, again, like I said, I lived on a campus that was very big, and they had almost as if it was an acre of land where you can literally fit maybe 20 people on there and still be able to social distance with them. So that's one thing that I appreciated. But also, when I was upstate, I probably only hang out with 3 people, and they were all RAs, so social distancing wasn't really a big thing for me. It wasn't hard to do.
And how did it impact your family?
My family and I are one of the few lucky ones. We still haven't contracted COVID. Knock on wood, we won't ever contract COVID. Nobody in our immediate family has contracted COVID, and I think it's because when COVID hit, we took the news of the virus very seriously. We constantly wore masks, we constantly wore gloves, we constantly sanitized and disinfected areas that were constantly being touched on or constantly being used. So we had that confidence that despite everything, despite coming in contact with somebody or all these different people at the supermarket, the laundromats, or any other place that we were going to, when we came home, we sanitized, we took our coats off outside, we put them in plastic bags and threw them in the laundry as soon as we could. So.
And are people in your household working?
Yes. So I am currently working at Green Acres Mall. I am a sales associate at Bath & Body Works. My father is a mechanic, and yeah, I believe that's really it. That's everyone who's working right now.
And what have you learned about yourself and your family since the beginning of this crisis?
Well, like I said before, I think I have a better insight on how resilient I am when it comes to pandemics or just something big or life-altering as this. Again, I have to be appreciative for living in a advanced technology age. Because if I didn't have the technology, I don't know how I would have been able to communicate with my friends and family in New York City, or even being able to communicate with others and obtaining news and obtaining new symptoms and just learning more about COVID if I didn't have the technology available.
And what has been the hardest part of this pandemic?
Honestly, I think one of the hardest things is probably not being able to eat in restaurants. I think I missed the atmosphere, or just not going to movie theaters or going to, let's say, like a local Dave and Buster's like I would normally do. I think it's a different atmosphere and a different environment when you're able to interact with friends and family in these areas, in these settings. Even now, if I were to go to Central Park and try and like walk around, you have to do it with a mask on. Or even in the summertime, hopefully we can go back to going on picnics and going on nature walks without having these masks on, or even being able to do the things that we did prior to COVID. Yeah, so I think the hardest part is really trying to find ways to maneuver around social distancing and staying safe. I hope that one day we can return to that sense of normalcy that we had prior to COVID.
And has there been anything positive to come out of the pandemic for you?
For me, yes, I feel that I have gotten, I've fallen in love with my craft. I've fallen in love with school more because, again, I'm preoccupied with school and obtaining knowledge and obtaining information, one about COVID, one about politics that's going on today within my friends, learning new ways to communicate with people I love and how to build a better foundation with them. And I feel like I wouldn't have been able to achieve that if COVID didn't happen because, again, COVID gave, it was more like a pause. Like, it paused on my life. And I think that if I didn't have this pause, I wouldn't have reflected on myself internally. And also, I wouldn't try to build better relationships with those I care about most.
And lastly, what do you think the nation and the world should learn from this pandemic?
I think that one thing that the nation and the world should just really learn from is just take a second and, like, smell the roses. I don't know, like, I think COVID happened for a reason, and I think if we really sit back and find how it's affected us and how we can move forward, we should all come together and just really understand that this happened for a reason, whether it's to help you reflect on your life, on what you have, to show you how to appreciate things more, how to appreciate the little things at that, whatever it may be. I think it's just to reflect and really understand, like, anything can happen. So appreciate the moment for what it is right now and not move through life like it's a race.
Okay. And lastly, these are 5 additional questions based off of Trump and Biden. So first question, what are your reactions about the impeachment of Donald Trump?
I think that I expected it sooner. I expected it sooner I expected it when the Black Lives Matter protests were going on, just because of how he was enabling, these protests to happen because he wasn't doing his job as a leader, you know, as a leader of a world power such as the United States. It's important to maintain structure and control within domestically, as opposed to, I guess, sweeping things under the rug.
All right, next question. How do you feel about Joe Biden becoming president?
I feel a lot better. I feel a lot better with Joe Biden being president. One, because I feel as though Democrats are a lot more progressive and they're more for the people as opposed to Republicans. And from what I've experienced, is they're more for financial gain as opposed for the people. So I'm really excited to see what Joe Biden has to do. And from what I can see, he's elected the first openly transgender health secretary, which is really great, promoting inclusivity and just making change and making improvements. So I'm really excited.
And next question, do you feel that the former president should have joined the 3 former presidents to talk about what the future president's plan is for America?
Yes, I think it's important important to learn from our past mistakes. And I think it's also very important to discuss the future together as a whole and collectively. I believe four brains are better than one. So if we're able to, as a people, to come together and set aside our differences and really speak about what's really important, which is the future of the United States, that would just be so much better.
And lastly, if there were no COVID-19 restrictions, would you still attend the inauguration?
Unfortunately, no. And it's because I am still in school, and during the time of the inauguration, I wouldn't have had the time to go there, to go to DC. Although I would love to, and if I had the opportunity to, I probably still wouldn't go, because I'm very much, I just like being home and I watch it from a distance.
Well, other than that, I think that's all the questions we have. Thank you, Daniela, for letting me interview you.
No problem.
Hope you have a pleasant night and stay safe.
Thanks, you too.